This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Oh, jeez. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. You know what? We have breaking news, Vince. Vince, breaking news on the Chinese spy balloon. And
okay,
Vince,
I'm ready.
Vince, a lot of people don't know that for every instructor on USA Prepares, we have probably two or three people in the background that do research for us. They also unpaid interns that send us news stories, research stories. So we put to work our staff of people. I'll give a shout out to a few of them. Well, we can do that later. So, Vince, you've heard of it, right? It's heading your direction. We've done some research. It's over southern Montana now, but our experts have tracked it, and you know, a lot of it depends on the wind. But the way the jet stream's going now, and I don't know if the Chinese predicted this or not, but it looks like in about 5 or 6 days, it's going to be over your farm. And you know, the only thing I can think of why the Chinese might be interested in the Fennelli farm is we know you guys are expert Mercedes repair shop there. And, one of the biggest markets for Mercedes is China. I'm just throwing this out there. There's been a lot of problems with the automatic transmissions in Mercedes 500s and other models. Could they be maybe wanting to hover over the repair shop at the Fennelli farm to figure out how to fix their slipping automatic transmission problems in their Mercedes? Because I know that there's been a problem with the ATFs, the 5 and 6 speed transmissions slipping, and it's most people don't know how to repair it.
Right. Most people don't know how to repair them. And not only that, Bert, we are seeing Cadillacs here. And they arrive here. You would think that they'd arrive with just four wheels. But it takes typically about 10 wheels to get a Cadillac, a 10-15-year-old Cadillac here, because they arrive on flatbed trucks. And they are lowered to the ground, and then we work on them. But what we're finding is there's all kinds of problems with new vehicles. You know, Rich Sheban asked me, over the years, he's asked me privately and on the air, so, Vin, you know, what would you consider paying for a new truck? You know, how low would it have to be? And I would not want a new truck, even if it were gratis, because they're impossible to keep on the road. So what happens with these Cadillacs, I'm just talking about the Cadillacs, is they have a problem with the timing chain wearing. And then the timing chain will slip, and then the pistons will slam into the valves, and then the engine is mechanically destroyed. The economic repair is just so great, it's more expensive than the car is worth just to fix a smashed valve and a smashed piston. That happens because the timing chain slips. Okay, so we're having a lot of problems with maintenance, meaning people are not changing the oil, and it's getting so expensive to change the fluids. Now, Mercedes, for years, and I don't know if this is current, because we don't really work on the models that they built yesterday. We work on the older ones. And they say that the transmission fluid, it's sealed for life. They say you don't have to change the transmission fluid. Then what happens is, at about 120,000, 140,000 miles, the transmissions won't work because the transmission fluid has not been changed to remove the metal that gets trapped inside the transmission that prevents the flow of the automatic transmission fluid. So when you're talking about the transmissions with Mercedes, that's a big problem. When you talk about it's because they're saying, well, y'all don't have to change your oil very often. Heck, 7,500 miles, that's good. It's not good, because if you look at the oil filters that are aftermarket oil filters, you'll see a lot of them that will say engineered to last up to 5,000 miles. Now, it doesn't mean they're manufactured to last 5,000 miles. That doesn't mean they do last 5,000 miles. That means that the guys on the computer draw pictures with mice and keyboards, and they say, okay, now it's engineered to last up to 5,000 miles. We change our oil filters at 3,000 miles because they don't last 5,000 miles, even if they're engineered to last 5,000 miles. So, Bert, what we're talking about is maintenance is more critical than ever. I just learned that there's a new oil.
Yeah.
You know, there's 5W30, there's 10W30, you know, 0W40. Now there's 0W16.
Wow,
I just learned
that. Who uses that?
Well, the newest of vehicles. And what they do is the tolerances are so tight, and they want the oil to be as thin as possible so you don't have to pump heavier oil. But the problem with that is, how does a real thin, I mean, we're talking about, I don't know, a viscosity maybe a little more than kerosene. How does that oil stay on the camshaft lobes? How does that stay on the piston rings between last night when you shut the engine off and this morning when you want to start it again? I think this is insanity. I really do. And this is all for the quest of maybe a hundredth of a mile per gallon more fuel economy at the expense of having the engine wear out way, way prematurely. It makes no sense. This is what government does.
Changing your ATF fluid is probably important, too. I guess a lot of people don't rethink to do that. You know, they're changing oil, but that needs to be changed out as well. Correct.
Absolutely. ATF as an automatic transmission fluid.
Yep.
Yeah, we recommend at the absolute minimum 50,000 miles. So how many people have changed their automatic transmission fluid at 50,000 miles? I'll bet you virtually no one.
Yeah, so Vince, what I don't understand is, wouldn't you have taken a call from the Chinese? Did they have to really send the balloon over to your farm to learn these tricks? I think mechanic to mechanic, you would have shared, or you know what? They could have just tuned in to USA Prepares live and learned this. Did they really need to go about launching a spy balloon?
Well, you know, Bert, how would I know? They could have called, and we would have told them exactly what we think of what they're doing to our country. We would have told them. But seriously, if there were a balloon hovering over our farm, how would I know that it was theirs versus ours? How would I know? So, I mean, are they marked, you know, this fear not, we're friendly? Are they marked that?
Yeah.
Are they marked that in English?
Yeah, I don't know. I know you have a lot of various weaponry. Do you have anything that can shoot vertical 80,000 feet?
Very few people have something that can shoot 80,000 feet.
Yeah.
However.
Well, laser pointer.
Yeah. Some people have laser pointers. Some people, you know, Bert, there are people who have done stupid things, like point laser pointers at commercial aircraft. And next thing you know, the agencies come over and visit that location. They know exactly where these people are. So, yeah, laser. I really have a concern about lasers because they'll blind people.
I mean, instantly. Yeah, so we're not.
And I don't understand. And I don't understand why there is such a thing as a laser pointer. Who needs a laser pointer? I remember being in elementary school, and they had, you know, the first generation laser pointer, which was really like a 3-foot-long rod with a rubber, black rubber tip on it. And the teacher would take that thing, and she'd point at the board, or he'd point at the board, and say, look over here. Look where I'm pointing. I think they call those pointers. And you know, they didn't have any batteries. And you know that if you looked at the end of it, you wouldn't blind yourself?
Yeah.
That would be generation one, right?
Well, speaking of batteries, Vince, and speaking of vehicles, we mentioned Mercedes problems. Well, how would you like to have been driving a Tesla Model S last weekend on Highway 50 in Rancho Cordova, and all of a sudden you start smelling something? I mean, it's the middle of the afternoon, and then you see smoke coming out of the front of your car. Well, Vince, that's what happened to a driver last Saturday on Highway 50 outside of Sacramento, driving his Model S, just, you know, who knows where he was going. And Vince, the car spontaneously combusted. And I'm not sure we still know why it happened. This wasn't, you know, in a flood with salt water or, I mean, it has been raining, but last Saturday was actually dry. We had a dry spell for a few days. The car spontaneously combusted. The fireman didn't, he survived, the car didn't, but Vince, they don't know really the right way to put these fires out, but they used 6,000 gallons of water to finally extinguish the blaze that engulfed a Tesla Model S from some poor guy who was just driving down Highway 50 last weekend. And
I'm not sure what happened, but is this Bert in California, Silicon Valley, Los Gatos? Is that who's on with me?
This is Bert, but the car was in Sacramento, and I'm looking at a picture of it. Vince, honestly, it doesn't
That's
look
not
like
what
a
I mean.
Car anymore.
No, I'm thinking the Bert I know is a proponent of electric vehicles, and I think you've replaced him with someone who is in my camp, who is looking at all of the pitfalls of electric vehicles. So I'm just wondering, are you Bert or are you a replacement?
Well, Vince, we can look at the technology and how electric vehicles are supposed to work, but it's obvious that there's problems to work out. Vince, I'm looking at a picture of this car. It's horrific. There is literally everything from the front dashboard to the front bumper. It's just a pile of burnt, charred, you know, probably combination of plastic and metal and, that's probably it. And I think the driver was fine because he got out in time, but they just don't know how to put these fires out.
So who actually pays for this? We do, right? We pay for the taxes for the fire department, and then we pay for higher insurance rates because people are stupid enough to drive these things. They're costing everybody money, including those who pay electric bills. We'll be right back.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN.
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Bert, just a point of information. I've got an old Mercedes, 1996. It gets over 40 miles to the gallon. I can go over 600 miles on a tank. And if I get in that vehicle and I look and I say, oh, man, I only have 200 miles worth of fuel left in it, I know I should have filled it up a long time ago, you know, topped it off, because I only have 200 miles left on the tank. And compare that to a guy who gets in one of these Teslas, gets in there, and it says he can go 200 miles, but that it doesn't consider, well, he wants to run the air conditioning, or it's cold out and he wants to run the heating system, or it's windy, or he's going uphill, or he wants to actually drive the speed limit. And actually, that 200 miles is maybe more like 100 miles, right? How is this a good idea? How is it a good idea to have one of these things?
Yeah, well, I'm
hearing that you're converted.
Well, he can pull over to a charging station and wait a few hours. Hopefully there's a restaurant nearby and charge up. But, yeah, well, Vince, you're mentioning an issue, and it's definitely an issue. That's why, you know, we need to think this through. I, as I've said often, I think the best vehicle right now, you know, right now, 2023, is a plug-in hybrid, because you have the best of all worlds, and you still have the advantages of an electric motor. And as I've mentioned to class many times, electric motors are 90% efficient. Your typical internal combustion engine, or ICE engine, as we call it, is about 20 to 25. and then your battery pack is extremely small. Now, you can still charge it, but you might be only charging 20 or 40 or 50 miles of range. But in order to go some of the plug-in hybrids, I know I have one, the range is more like 600 miles because it's so efficient with the electric motor that even though, yes, I'm burning gasoline to generate the electricity, I can go 600 miles on a very small tank of gas. So the effective gas mileage is, I don't know, 40, 50 miles per gallon. If I'm going short range where I never turn on the gas engine at all, you're getting effectiveness. Now, they have to convert what all electric to gasoline, but they try and fudge the numbers to how to do equivalency. It's well over equivalent of well over 100 miles per gallon equivalent. But and I can do that in my Ford Fusion plug-in hybrid. So I think that's the solution right now is to do that because these cars with these big, huge, mega battery packs, they're just not operating reliably, and the problem is, as well, to compound things, those batteries are mostly made overseas, in particular China. The rare elements needed for lithium-ion batteries come from Africa and China and Soviet Union, well, Russia, and also people forget how much energy has to be used to manufacture these huge batteries. Then the weight of the battery vents. It means you have to drag along, you know, an extra 1,000 pounds, so the whole car becomes less efficient. And then, if that's not enough, we still don't know what to do with the batteries after their 5 to 10 year life. So I think plug-in hybrids make a lot of sense because you have the benefits of an electric engine. And then longer term, I think hydrogen's the way to go, Vince, because you can fill up your tank with hydrogen. It's, you know, takes about as long as to fill up with gasoline. And then the hydrogen goes through a fuel cell, which also creates electricity. And again, you have an electric motor. And there are hydrogen cars available now, and they subsidize the hydrogen to make it economical. But I think at some point we're going to figure out how to produce the hydrogen without having to massively subsidize the price. And probably in 40 years from now, Vince, you and I will be all driving hydrogen cars. At least that's from what we know now. That seems to make the most sense.
I don't think I'm signing up for this, but I've got a quick comment when we come back. I was thinking about the time it takes to charge a Tesla. I think, let me share my thoughts when we come back. I can't do a complete thought in 8 seconds, but I can in about 20. We'll be right back with Bert.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA News Update. The government, along with NORAD, are tracking a Chinese surveillance balloon hovering over Montana's military facilities, including some of our nukes. Canada said it was working with the United States after the Pentagon said it is tracking a suspected Chinese surveillance balloon and added it was monitoring a potential second incident. China's mouthpiece said the United States air defense system is a decoration and cannot be trusted. End quote. The House kicked out Democrat Representative Ilhan Omar from her position on the Foreign Affairs Committee in a vote Thursday, citing her language used in many instances, including anti-Semitism. Speaker of the House McCarthy on the Hill.
Based upon what she had said, the anti-Semitic comments, it's all about the Benjamins. The military in America is equal to Hamas and the Taliban. On 9/11, something happened that day. Even the former Democratic chair of the committee believed her comments were wrong.
Lance Pry, USA News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, just a couple quick comments. So I was thinking about the time it takes to charge up a Tesla, you know, so you can go that next 100 miles or so. And I was thinking that they have these quick lube places where you can get your oil changed in about 15 minutes or so. I wouldn't recommend doing that, but they have places that can do that for you. And I was thinking about how long it takes to fill a car with gasoline. And then I was thinking about how long it takes to make a quick stop at the Chinese factory outlet, you know, get a couple supplies. And I was thinking about how much time it would take to go to, a relatively fast restaurant. And I'm thinking that in less time than it takes to charge a Tesla, you could get your oil changed, fill up your tank with fuel, stop at the Chinese factory outlet, and go to a restaurant in less time than it takes tip charge of Tesla. That's one thought. Next thought is Tesla, I don't know if, Class, if you're aware of this, but has special wheels. And these wheels are designed for less aerodynamic drag. So other cars, like gasoline, diesel-powered cars and trucks, typically have slots in the wheels that will direct air from outside the car to the inside of the brake rotors and drums, and the idea is to cool them off. So it acts like a fan. As the wheels rotate, they grab air from the outside of the wheel and push it toward the inside of the wheel across the brake drums, the brake calipers, the brake pads, and the rotors and drums and shoes. So that's kind of a good thing. But Tesla's designed for the wheels to be aerodynamic. Now, what does a wheel cost for Tesla? About $762 a piece. That's not mounted. That's just if you want to take the wheel home and look at it. Now, if you want it, a tire mounted on it that's and balanced, that's an extra fee. And taxes are extra. And if you want to just have four tires mounted on a Tesla, they're around $1,200 to $1,500 for four tires. Four tires. And that's without the wheels. So just think about this. You know, when people buy these Teslas, I don't think they realize how expensive tires and wheels are. Let's see. We have Kyle in Montana. Kyle, are you looking up? Are you seeing this balloon?
I haven't seen it yet, Vince. Not yet. But I was sitting here, and I wasn't going to call in because I didn't hear whether or not you were taking calls today, but I missed the first part of the program. But when Bert said, you know, he thinks that the hydrogen is coming on there, I was just sitting here thinking to myself, you know, I believe that we have a partial avatar, Vince, that has changed out Bert, part of it there. I don't think he's completely avatared over yet, but I think he's on his way. But I was sitting here thinking to myself, Bert, so if you take a hydrogen car and you're using a hydrogen or a gasoline engine, whichever one, that's running at 25% efficiency, and you then are charging a battery system that's running at 90% efficiency, so you've got loss on both sides of this and charging a battery, as well as the unbelievable electronics that are in it to be that if any of those parts break or burn out or any such thing like that, you're going to have three times the cost of repair as a normal engine. I was just curious how in the world, I mean, with my old country mind, I can't figure out how that pencils out in any way, shape, or form.
It does pencil out. So what you have to remember is the gasoline generator in a plug-in hybrid is operating somewhat more efficient than your normal car engine. And then the other thing that you're missing is regenerative braking. So in a normal car, when you brake, that all goes to heat. And any type of electric vehicle, whether it's all electric or plug-in hybrid or hydrogen or whatever, in all cases, when you brake, most of that power is actually goes back into the battery pack. So basically the motor turns around and becomes a generator and puts that back in. So that's a big factor as well. So they're not as, you know, plug-in hybrid is not as overall efficient as an all-electric. That's true. But it's, you know, let's say halfway in between a traditional ICE car and an all-electric car.
Well, what percent of the battery then is actually charged by, have they done any studies on the average amount of braking that you would go through, like in a city, and how much of that actually helps generate anything? And if one of the generators in those braking systems break down, have you ever had to replace one?
Well, it's the motor. The electric motor just becomes a generator. As far as I know, they've been pretty much the most reliable part of an electric vehicle. That's why Vince hasn't seen them over at his shop, is that they don't seem to break down. And I'm not being funny. Electric motors, we've had them for 100 years, and it's probably one of the most reliable devices that that man has invented is the electric motor.
Well, it sure
that's
seems
absolutely
like an
true.
Awful lot of loss there, Bert, to me.
Bert, I think the reason we don't see electric vehicles, Teslas, over here in our area of Missouri is no one can figure out how they could get there and back with one. Because
well, especially if they're broken.
What I'm saying is it's so far to get there and so far to get back. I mean, if I went to the big city, let's say I went to Sam's Club to top off olive oil, something like that, or avocado oil, and I wanted, if I had a Tesla, I would be really concerned. Gosh, I've got to get home before night because I'd really like to see what I'm trying to avoid hitting on the road. It's, over 100 miles, let's say 120-mile trip. Will it make it? And, in the cold weather, it'd be nice to have some heat on in this $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, automobile. I think the farmers have figured out that they can't put a trailer hitch on it. And pretty much most of the vehicles that we have here have trailer hitches on them. And most of the vehicles tow trailers. The reason we don't see broken down Teslas here is because there aren't any. Nobody. Now in Springfield, there are people who have them, and it's kind of annoying. Don't some of these Teslas have gull wing doors that if you park too close to them, they can't open their door?
Well, that's one model has the gull wing door. By the way, that was invented by your favorite car, Mercedes, way back. What was it, 1959 Mercedes sports car,
right.
Gull wing?
Yeah. Right. I remember, and there was a Bricklin. In the 1970s, I was working at a submarine shop, making sub sandwiches, and this guy pulled into a parking space in front of the sub shop with his Bricklin, his orange Bricklin, and his battery died, and he couldn't get back in it because the battery operated the gull wing doors.
Yeah, I think DeLorean was gull wing, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting car. I heard someone might bring back the DeLorean as an electric model.
Yeah, I had Lotus running gear. That's kind of interesting. And they said, it wouldn't rust. But if it dented, what do you do? I mean, if it got dented, you'd have to put some Bondo on it and paint the whole car.
Yeah, a little bit of trivia. The first Tesla was half of a Lotus.
Mm-hmm.
The Tesla sports car, the very first model, it was basically a Lotus body and interior, and, of course, the drivetrain was all electric from Tesla.
Did you ever drive a Lotus? I don't remember.
I don't think you'd let me. You never let me drive yours, Vince. Even though you drove my Pontiac Firebird many times.
I wonder why. I'll have to think about why that happened didn't happen.
Well, it's probably the shifting. You had very short shift lever, right? Or short shift.
Yeah, absolutely. It was like a toggle switch. I mean, this thing was nothing like an American car. We had a long shift lever. No, it was real short. It was like 3 inches long. Yeah, it was really like
a
toggle switch.
I will leave you with a thought. My dad said one time, says, the further we get from an agrarian society, the more impractical and crazy society gets. And in my opinion, that's where those electric cars belong. I appreciate the fact that you do see the positive on everything. But I do wish when you come back on, though, the avatar would just the transformation would get complete, and then we could all have a good laugh.
Well, it's getting close. I was wondering if that was really Bert. Somebody switched on us, and because he's getting really close to being in the fold.
I think the problem is the facts and the physics and the engineering and the math is so overwhelming that electric vehicles just make sense. Now, we got problems to overcome for sure, and, you know, that's everywhere from the production side to the operational side to reliability and how, and then how to dispose and recycle everything at the end. So we got a lot of work to do on all that. But the physics is physics. I mean, it's just a matter of, you know, I always say that if we invented cars 100 years later, they would be all electric. In fact, they almost could have been electric, except, well, I guess it's people like John D. Rockefeller that were promoting gasoline and fuel that put the kibosh on electric vehicles back at the turn of the last century, you know, in the early 1900s. We very well could have moved into electric, and probably the work would have been done to make better batteries, because that's what was, the motors were there. What was holding us back at the time was battery technology, and it's still holding us back today. But I believe if a few things were different, that we would never have gone to predominantly gasoline-powered vehicles.
But guess what's a waste product?
Let's take your last statement. Let's see, we got problems to work out with reliability, disposal, manufacturing, usage, charging time. At what point do you say, you know, this is a bad idea?
We only have 6 seconds of silence before the alarm goes off on this broadcast.
You know, Vince, I'll let
here's,
you
know. Kyle, before you go, Kyle, okay. here's an interesting point. So fractional distillation, you get a barrel of crude oil, and when you refine it, you get tar and you get kerosene and you get lubricating oil and you get grease. And you get gasoline and kerosene and diesel fuel and jet fuel and gases and natural gas. You get all of that. Now, if we didn't use the gasoline, what in the heck would we do with it all? Because you get a fixed amount of gasoline with every barrel of crude oil that you refine.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Les Burks with a CSN electrical engineer, and he is a patent holder and a radio frequency designer. He's been designing circuits, brilliant, brilliant circuits, since the 1970s. And I know for a fact, because I've been side by side with him at times when he is on the bench. And during the 70s, I saw him design the most amazing circuits. As a matter of fact, in the 70s, he was assigned at the university to build an amplifier, and instead he built an FM digital display receiver with LED bar graph for tuning, something that there was no such thing. He built probably the very first one, and I was there real time when he built it. And that, I'll bet you that FM receiver is still working. Is it still working, Bert?
I haven't turned it on. You know what I found is the least reliable from parts of those generation were the early LEDs. They just, who knows why, those red LEDs just didn't have a lot of reliability. But I still have it. It's, packed away in the garage, but probably still works. The last time I turned it on, the display just went, blinking and back and forth zonkers, and probably a few of the digital chips that were supplying the signal for the display went off. But hey, Vince, real quick, because I know we're coming to the end of the hour, I think we have some good news, and I'm happy to report good news, because California's been through a drought, but our second largest reservoir in the state is nearly full. That's Lake Oroville. It's just been breathtaking how it's gone from just, parched earth half a year ago with almost no water to now, virtually, it's about 7/8 full. So, and the other good news is, besides being the second largest reservoir in the state, is that it has electric generation. So, believe it or not, it got so low in water at one point that they had to turn off the hydroelectric generators. And we talk about wanting to create clean energy. I don't think there's any cleaner source of energy than hydro-powered electricity. And they actually had to turn it off because there wasn't enough water dripping through the dam to run the turbines. So that's back in operation. It's the lake has risen 190 feet because of the rain we've had in the last month and a half or so. So it's good news. I'm looking at pictures, and I mean they actually have boats, and you know you can have houseboats or just pleasure boats and dock them. And, you know, some people live on a houseboat, and it was getting to the point where the boats, where instead of the houseboat being on water, they were all going to this one little puddle left in the reservoir. I'm looking at some photos to try and keep the boat from literally being on land, and of course that's all changed. This dam, which was originally built by the first Governor Brown, Edmund Pat Brown, who was Jerry Brown's father, built in the 1960s, holds over 3.5 million acre feet of water. So that's enough to supply 18 million people a year with water, and captures the water from the Feather River. It's also the tallest dam in the United States, 770 feet. So that's, Vince, for a class, that's 200 feet higher than the Washington Monument. And as I said, it's our second largest reservoir. Shasta Lake is our largest. That's in Redding, and that's also gaining water, but it's I think that's only around two-thirds full or so. So good news, we have water. And the problem is a lot of other dams aren't as big, and they've been discharging water into the ocean for the past month, so that's not so good. We need to figure out how to capture more water. We also have to figure out how to get the water to recharge the aquifers underneath. Where I live here in Silicon Valley, so not everybody knows that San Jose actually sunk 100 feet 100 years ago because people didn't realize that when you keep pumping water out from under the ground, the aquifers collapse, and they can't be, you can't push the land back up. And so once an aquifer underneath the land collapses, it's permanent. So they stopped doing that, and we do recharge the aquifers. Now we have a bunch of reservoirs here in Northern California whose job is basically to capture the water, and we literally have pumps that pump the water to get it down quicker, pump the water back down into the aquifers. So anyway, good news for California for our water and also energy because it's generating electricity.
Quick question for you, Bert. AC transformers, I was in the truck yesterday about alternating current transformers. Except for toroidal transformers, they pretty much haven't changed in well over 100 years, isn't that right? Or is that right?
Transformers, basically inductive coupling, and you can do all kinds of neat things with changing voltages and impedances through transformers.
But they haven't changed in
150 years.
Haven't changed in the basic mechanical design, right?
Yeah, but we have been able to replace them with electronic circuitry that can do more than the transformer through
electronics.
Realize it has
reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.